Hiya, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F-250, a momentous occasion, but not as momentous as what is coming up in five episodes, which is the last episode of the Fs. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about these words. The first word in this episode is furring. F-U-R-R-I-N-G. R-R. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, a fur trimming or lining. Like, you know, a lot of those winter jackets. If they have a hood, you pull up the hood and there's a lining around it to put all of the animal fur around your face to catch all the coldness and keep you warm. And of course, I do not approve of this furring, but that's called furring. And, you know, there's probably synthetic fur out there that works just fine. Number 2A, the application of thin wood, brick, or metal to joists, studs, or walls to form a level surface or an airspace. You're forming a level surface or an airspace. And why are you doing this? It's for attaching wallboard. So you're attaching something called wallboard, and you're applying thin wood, brick, or metal to the joists, studs, or walls to make it level or to make a space in a thing. And that's called furring? Why would that be called furring? I genuinely don't know. Number 2B is the material used in this process. So I don't know. Maybe it would be the thin wood, the brick, the metal. Any of those could also be the furring. Well, that one's confusing to me. And actually, did we have something in the previous episode about furring? I think I remember something. The face with fur, having a coating, bearing or wearing fur, providing with fur, a furring wall. Yeah, provided with furring. The example was the furring wall. So that would be this wall done with the furring. All right, well, my sound effect, I don't know exactly how accurate it will be, but I'm going to go, or. Now we have the word furrow, F-U-R-R-O-W. First form, noun from before the 12th century, number 1A, a trench in the earth made by a plow. Just hop on your plow, make a trench. Just dig out some dirt, and then you got yourself a furrow. I guess you could also probably use shovels. Can't you just use shovels to dig a trench? 1B, plowed land, and the synonym is field. So it's seeming like, if you're using a plow in some way, then you are making a furrow. Number 2, something that resembles the track of a plow, there's plow again, as to a marked narrow depression. The synonym is groove. A marked narrow depression. So it resembles the track of a plow. Is that like literally the tire tracks or where the plow is pulling out the dirt or pushing dirt maybe? I think we got maybe different kinds of plows. I think of a plow as a snow plow pushing the snow to a bank or something, make a snow bank. But I guess, is it also because there's the trench made by a plow, plowed land? Can you actually dig the dirt with a plow? I don't know. Maybe it's just the thing. Well, anyway, we got also to be a deep wrinkle, as in furrows in his brow. Well, we are clearly taking this from the plow with the narrow depression or the trench, and then people are like, hey, you got so many wrinkles in your brow, it looks like a plow was on your brow, and it dug out some of your skin, and so now you got a furrow, and maybe you get furrows when you go like this. Oh, yes, there's lots of little lines and stuff. But that will be the action, which... But before we get to the action of furrow, Let us look at the etymology for furrow. This is from Old English fur, akin to the Old High German furu, which means furrow, and also the Latin porca, but it doesn't say what that means, so maybe that means furrow or plow or I don't know. I don't know. I'm just so curious. I want to look up furrow from plow, I guess. Trenches cut by the plow, spelled P-L-O-U-G-H, are called furrows, but this was using the P-L-O-W word. Is the other spelling maybe British or something? All right, well, this is a whole other plow that I was not aware of. It's, it looks sort of like a tractor, and there's these pieces that are come down. They look like maybe wedges, metal wedges, that when you're plowing the land, it's, you know, gonna, like, pull up the grass and stuff. A furrow is a trench or channel created in the soil by a plow during the process of plowing. That makes sense. It's essentially the groove left behind as the plow turns over the soil. Yeah, so these things are behind the tractor. Well, I guess the whole machine is probably called the plow, but it's these specific things that are behind, and because of their shape, they're digging into the soil and turning it over, so it's getting ready for you to, you're getting it ready to put in the seeds and stuff. The ridge of the soil alongside the furrow is sometimes called the body. So it creates a trench. You're plowing the land, so the whole land is the furrow. It's all about just, you're making a narrow depression, a trench. All right, that was great. Different kind of plow than I had thought of. Because I don't do farming. The second form of furrow is a verb from the 15th century. Transitive is to make furrows, grooves, wrinkles, or lines in. Just in a thing, anything, probably the grass and the dirt, but also maybe your brow. Intransitive is to make or form furrows, grooves, wrinkles, or lines. So when I guess I would be furrowing my brow when I do that, and then my brow was furrowed because I furrowed it. All right, can you furrow anything else on your face? I mean, with age, you get the wrinkles. Age will, time will furrow your face. I can't wait to have a very furrowed face when I'm ancient. Anciently old. Now we have furry, F-U-R-R-Y, adjective from circa 1674. Now, I don't know if this definition is going to be in here, but of course in recent years we have a whole new definition for the word furry, and I would love to know what a 1674 furry would be. How would they dress? What sort of costume would they get in the 1600s of the more modern definition of furry? If anybody wants to draw me a picture, that would be great. So furry, number one. Now, this is the adjective, right? So we're describing something as furry, but this modern definition, this more recent thing that is part of our culture now, is that would be a noun. And there is no furry noun here in the dictionary, so it's definitely not here. But maybe it's in future dictionaries. So, number one for furry is consisting of or resembling fur, as in animals with furry coats. Consisting of fur, resembling fur, and lots of animals I know. All of my animal friends, they are furry, and I like to pet them, and they have very soft fur. There are some animals out there that are not furry, like naked mole rats. They're not furry, really. Maybe they got some little hairs. Maybe they got some peach fuzz. Don't know if I could call that furry. There are those cats, the Sphinxy cats. They are not so furry either. Sometimes they also have a little bit of fur, but not as much as most cats. I want to just pet them all the time because they're so soft. And they're like, this feels great. You're petting me. I love this feeling of this. I get the scratches and the feeling of your hand going down my back. It feels so good. I love having fur. Number two, covered with fur. Number three, thick in quality. Ooh, this is an interesting example. Spoke with a furry voice. What's a thick quality in your voice? I don't think mine is like that. How do you have to speak to make your voice sound furry? I have never heard a voice be described as furry before. Oh, I don't understand it, but it's thick, like thick fur. All right. Well, we don't have etymology because it would have been way back in the fur for the fur word. So we're going to move on to fur seal. Hey, that's my sound, maybe kinda. Noun from 1775. This is any of two genera of eared seals that have a double coat with a dense, soft underfur. I am so curious to touch one of these. What do they feel like? It says that they have a dense, soft underfur. They have a double coat. How do you have a double coat? Is it two different consistencies of fur? It's not like you have skin, fur, more skin on top of that fur, then the other fur on top of that. But how does it, is there like, is the fur on top longer hairs going through the undercoat? I don't understand this. Fur seals. Let's put a link in the show notes for fur seals. And let's bring up a video so we can hear what fur seals sound like. They have ears. There are some seals that they have ears, but they're not like, they don't stick out from the head. They have little holes probably. Fur seal sounds. Yes. Let's look this up, and we got to turn up our speakers. Which video do we need to hear? Well, this one says unusual northern fur seal vocalization. So maybe that one would be interesting to hear. It's unusual. Come on. Come on. You could do it. You could do it. Come on. Is that the sound? It just sounds like a boat. Well, that was not great. Let's try this one. This one just... First seal sounds. I don't want your intro logo sounds. Come on, this is a long video. Voices of the fur seals. Okay, these are interesting sounds. Oh, here we go. It's trying to get comfortable in the sand. Oh, now we're underwater. They must make sounds underwater, maybe. But they're mammals. They gotta hold their breath. And then come up. This one's chilling on a rock in the middle of the water. There we go. And then it slides into the water. Okay, that was great. Any excuse to just see fur seals in motion. There is a picture of a fur seal. It's, your typical... how do you describe this body? It looks like a... just pointy on both ends... and then it gets fat in the middle, and then gets to another point. And they got two little flipper feet on the back end, and they got flippers on the front that this one's leaning up on. The hand flippers are on the bottom, and it's pushing its half of its body up, and its head is looking off to the side like, oh, what's that over there? I want to go over there. Hello, I'm going to go say hi to you. So that's the fur seal. The genera... two genuses, Calorhinus or Calorhinus, and also Arctocephalus. Don't know what those means. Don't know what those mean. But I'm still curious about this double coat, dense, soft underfur. What do they feel like? Can you feel the fur? Do they? they look solid, right? The fur doesn't look furry, but they're called the fur seal because they have so much fur. All right, we got to move on to further, first form, adverb from before the 12th century. Number one, the synonym is the number one definition for farther. As in the example, my ponies are tired and I have further to go. That is a quote from Thomas Hardy. I still need to get over there, but my ponies are like, dude, you've been making us carry things and we're really tired and we would like some sleep and water and food. And so can you stop? We have further to go. Farther is still more. Number two is, in addition, the synonym is moreover. I have further things to say. Further, let me tell you about this thing. It's very important that I tell you about this. Number three, to a greater degree or extent, as in further annoyed by a second intrusion. This one's interesting. Further annoyed by a second intrusion. Oh, it was so annoying when that country intruded our country again. I am further annoyed, more annoyed than I was before. Can you please stop intruding us? Thanks, Russia. The usage information says go see the word farther. So I do vaguely remember there was some stuff about farther and further and when do you use them and what's the difference and people feel strongly about it maybe. I don't remember the details. This is from the Old English forthor, akin to the Old High German forthar, which means further, and also from the Old English forth, which means forth, and like go forth, people, go further. All right, that's it for that one. Now we got to go to the second form of further. This is a transitive verb from before the 12th century. Is it, let's see, we got furthering, further, yep, I think it's all the same pronunciation pretty much. So this is to help forward. The synonym is promote, like furthering your career, getting promoted, promoting yourself. Can you even promote yourself? Moving through the ranks in some form, whatever it is. Furthering. A synonym is the word advance. And I don't know. It says to help forward. And then the synonym is promote. But then it says synonym, see advance. Why? Maybe that's for the synonym information? That must be it. It's got to be. Because I guess it doesn't always say see this word. Furtherer, that is a noun. Furtherer, interesting. How do you use that one? Furtherer, I'm going furtherer? Anyway. Let's do the next one. The third form of further is an adjective from the 13th century. Number one, the synonym is the number one definition for the word farther again. That would be the adjective form. The example is road across the valley and up the further slopes. That's from T.E. Lawrence. The further slopes. I went all the way across the valley and I found all those slopes that were just so far away, but now I'm at them. They were the further slopes, not the close ones, the further ones. Go to the further ones. Because not a lot of people go to those, and they're much more interesting. Number two, going or extending beyond. The synonym is additional, as in further volumes. Like maybe this one goes to 11. That's a further volume. Also as in further education. Beyond. So, you know, a lot of people maybe finish high school or maybe finish college, but anything past that, it's a little less common. So that's further education, extending beyond what you did before, really anything, hey, I graduated kindergarten. I'm going to go further in my education. Let's see what first grade has to teach me. Nothing important? Great. I'm going back to kindergarten where I can nap. The usage information says see farther. Again. Next is furtherance. You can say two syllables or three. Furtherance, furtherance. Noun from the 15th century. This is the act of furthering, and the synonym is advancement. So, when you are being promoted at your job, that you are going through furtherance because you're being furthered. And wow, doesn't this word sound funny? Just further, just that sound. Further, 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 further. Okay, next. Further education, two words. Noun from 1937. This is British, and the synonym is adult education. Because you are further, you're past all those children. You are an adult now, and you need to learn some stuff. What are you learning in adult education? Are you learning your times tables? Or are you learning plumbing? Maybe you're an adult and you need to learn plumbing, so you go to a class and you do further education. Furthermore, adverb from the 13th century. In addition to what precedes. What that's before. What happened before? This is on top of that. We've got more. We have furthermore. Similar to what we had before, further. I have further things to say. Moreover, the synonym here is besides. It's like, well, there was this information. But besides that, on top of that, in addition, moreover, furthermore, there's more to what I have to say. It's very important. You must stay around and listen to it. Furthermost. Adjective from the 15th century. I wish that it was similar to furthermore, that like after you do the furthermore, you like, and furthermost, finally. But no, this is most distant. The synonym is farthest. I think we just combined furthermost to farthest. Oh, it's the furthermost slope, the furthermost mountain chain. I want to go visit that one. The most distant. Similar to maybe this one. Furthest. Adverb or adjective from the 14th century. The synonym is farthest again. Next is furtive. Adjective from the 1612. Number 1A. Done by stealth. The synonym is surreptitious. Ooh, being all stealthy, surreptitiously, furtively, sneaky. I'm curious to see what the etymology has to say about this one. 1B, expressive of stealth. The synonym is sly, as in, had a furtive look about him. Ooh, I'm being sly. And stealthy and furtive. I'm just going to sneak down here. You can't find me. Okay, next part is number 2. Obtained underhandedly. The synonym is stolen. Ooh, so these are stolen goods. We got it underhandedly. We just put our hands under the table and stole some stuff. The 5-finger discount. So that was when you stole the car is a furtive car now because it's stolen. Ah, that car is furtive. I sure would love to hear people say that. Synonym, go see the word secret for more synonym information. Ooh, it's a secret. It's furtive. We don't use this one enough, I think. I've heard it a little bit maybe, but not enough. Not enough. Furtively is an adverb. And furtiveness is a noun. So, where does this word come from? It comes from, it says French or Latin. So the French part says it's from furtif, which is also from the Latin furtivus, which is from furtum. How would they say that? Furtum, which means theft, stealing it. Also, oh, interesting, from the Latin word fur, F-U-R, which means thief, from or akin to the Greek for, which means thief, akin to the Greek pherein, which means to carry. Like, I'm just going to carry this away. You didn't see me steal it. I'm a thief. But let's see. But now I'm curious. The word fur, did that have anything to do? I think this was different. Yeah, different etymology altogether. So we have the word fur, but it doesn't come from the Latin word fur, F-U-R, same word. But the Latin word fur is thief. So that's why we have furtive. It's all about taking, stealing. Yeah. So let's move on to some other words, because maybe these we're going to have more that are related. This is an interesting word. Furuncle. Yeah. It's the word fur plus uncle. You say furuncle. I am so curious about this. It is a noun from 1676. The synonym is the second form of the word boil. Oh, would that be the thing on that you get, like a pimply kind of thing? Is that the boil that we're talking about? Let's go look. We're just spending our days going back and forth on pages in the dictionary. All right, I think I went too far. Yep. Bolognese. Here we go. We're going to be over here somewhere. The second form of boil is what we're looking for. A localized swelling and inflammation of the skin resulting from infection of a hair follicle and adjacent tissue, having a hard central core and forming pus. That is called a furuncle. But why? Let's look at the etymology. I'm seeing some interesting words here. This is from the Latin furunculus, which means petty thief, but also boil. It is the diminutive of furo, which means ferret or thief. And of course, that's from the fur, which means thief. So ferret, are ferrets stealing things? I feel like maybe we talked about that with the ferret word. Yeah, they like to take stuff and maybe hide it away. Sure, why not? I don't know. Are they very good thieves? But also, like, what's the connection between ferrets and a petty thief? I guess maybe if they're stealing things, then that makes sense. But also boil. The infected hair follicle and the adjacent skin and making pus. How the frick are these connected in any way? I don't understand it, but I do like the word furuncle. All right, it's great. It's nothing to do with your uncle who has a very hairy back. Nope, this is something completely different. All right, well, we got to now move on to our very last word. All of you seals out there listening, that one was for you. Now we have the word furunculosis. Oh, this sounds bad. Furunculosis. 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 Okay, this is a noun from 1886. Number one. The condition of having or tending to develop multiple furuncles. If you've got furuncles popping up all over your body, then you might have the furunculosis. Why is that hard to say? You try it. Go ahead, say it. Furunculosis. Good job. All right, now, number two, this one's longer. A highly infectious disease of various salmonoid fishes like trout that is caused by a bacterium and is especially virulent in dense fish populations like in hatcheries where they're growing all the fish, which then will be probably turned into food. The species name for the bacterium is Aeromonas salmonicida. Salmonicida. Something like that. So, yeah, if one fish gets this furunculosis, then the whole fish in the area are probably going to get it. But is it related to, how is it connected to furuncles? Are they getting boils popping up on their skin? I don't know. All right, that was the last word, which means we must pick a word of the episode. It's time for the word of the episode. It's gonna be a good one. We're gonna pick a great one. It's gonna be a word or two. All right, today we had furring, furrow, furrow, furry, fur seal, further, 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 furtherance, further education, furthermore, furthermost, furthest, furtive, furuncle, and furunculus. No, furunculosis. There we go. I guess I didn't really describe the furry so much. I didn't think I really needed to, but I feel like, let's see. Well, really, simply, these are people who like to dress up in animal costumes, to put it the most basic. You know, there's different reasons why people will do that, but they're like, I feel more comfortable dressed as an animal. Maybe it's a character of some kind. Could be any type of animal, typically a furry animal. There is a whole, I think a whole episode of the podcast, Taboo Science, that goes a little bit more into furries. And so if you're interested, if you don't know anything about it, go check out that episode. What am I going to pick, though, for the word of the episode? Something very important, I'm sure. Let's see, reading through again. I mean, of course, I will post a picture of a fur seal. I think that is required by me, maybe a baby fur seal, something super duper cute. I mean, they're all pretty damn cute, but the younger ones are always the cuter ones because they got those big eyes and the rounder faces usually. Let's see. Whew, this is not important at all. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I kind of just want to pick furuncle as the word of the episode because it's a really fun word to say. I got furuncles popping up all over my body. Maybe I got the furunculosis. That was great, fantastic, and simple. Furuncle! You should go tell some people about that word now. And they're going to be like, what? I don't have another movie to tell you about. I would have watched one last night, but I went to karaoke instead, and I had a good time. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. You know, if you are just coming in near the end of the Fs, you got to start back at the beginning. You got a whole lot of catching up to do, because that is required listening or watching. This has been Spencer. Hopefully I don't have any furuncles on me. Dispensing information. Goodbye. Wow. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible even if something goes wrong. And so, of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.